If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
BJ and Jamie.
Something's up. Something's up. Something's up. Oh, good morning, everybody. Welcome to the program, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show, live from the KALC Studios, Denver, Colorado, Alice 1059. And on the Odyssey app, you can get us there, too. It's free. Put it on your phone. Take us anywhere you go. And the podcast later on today. Welcome. It is a Wednesday. Going to be very windy today. You're not going to lose patio furniture, but it's going to be windy today. Good morning, Jamie.
Hi.
Why are you so dolled up this morning?
I'm on the Bible, I'm not. You know what's funny about what you're saying is that I went to sleep with my hair damp because I took a shower.
Yeah.
So the reason why it's all like pinned up is because it was going 8,000 different ways.
Oh,
look,
okay.
Watch, I'll show you.
All right. Yeah, show me. I know you can't see this on radio, but
I'll show you.
I'll give you a description. Oh, yeah. Oh, that's hideous. Oh, that's crazy.
So that's what.
That is wacky.
I know. Yeah. That's, see, that's how I woke up this morning.
There's a look there that I'm trying to put my finger on it.
It's
okay.
Like a
there's somebody.
It's like a 3-year-old toddler with her hair
that just
everywhere.
Got shocked.
Well, yeah. It's almost like some celebrity that I've seen before that we all look at the video and say, man, she's on something. There's something wrong with that woman. There's something wrong. That's what it kind of looks like
to me. So
that's
why it's in a bun.
Yeah, because normally, now let me show you how observative I am as a dude, okay?
All right.
And then you're going to see me in a whole different light, okay?
All right.
I've noticed over the years when you've got your hair up, normally it's because you're about to apply makeup or something.
I have a meeting. If I put it up, then I don't really have to do it, but it looks like it's done.
You know what it is, though?
What?
The facial aesthetics has kicked in.
It has.
That's what
it is. Doesn't
it
look good at
that,
snatched?
You know what? That's what it is. I put my finger on it now. You walked in here this morning, the face, all those flabby places on your face, and those wrinkles, those caverns around
caverns,
your eyes.
Yes.
They're all
gone.
They're
all gone.
They're all gone. And that's a compliment.
I know. I'm taking it.
That's
like
what it is.
Because I even looked
different.
In the mirror today, and I was like, damn, it looks good.
It does look good.
It's weird because it just kicked in where I can't move my forehead.
Yeah, I'm getting turned on.
But look, I can't.
No movement at all.
That's okay, though. It's okay, though, as long as you look good.
I know, but I just don't think I've ever had it not move this much, so it's kind of giving me a little bit of a panic attack.
Well, they overdid it just a bit. They didn't overdo it.
It
was just you were a good project.
I was
you were
a case. Project. Yeah. Anyway. Yeah, so that was...
I'm excited.
What? Why?
Today is the day. You know, I've been dreaming of winning winning one of the lotteries.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think I'm going to win tonight.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Okay.
I've got, you know, that vision board thing you talk about all the time?
I do, yeah.
I've really taken that to heart.
Did you make one?
Because you and your friend, Lori, our friend, Lori, made a vision board, and you guys are thinking positive about going to Black Hawk this weekend.
Right.
You're
going to
win money. And I thought, man, you know what? I should give that a try.
Well, I just don't know about hers because she put the poop emoji all over hers.
Well, she's not serious.
Well, no, she's playing craps.
Oh! Oh, craps. I get it. Poop, craps.
I just made that up. Right. Anyway, funny. What? All right, so go ahead. Back
you
to
know,
you.
That when you get those injections in your face, yeah, you're funnier.
It really. It goes right to my brain.
You're funnier. Yeah. No. I bought $50 in Colorado Lotto tickets for tonight's drawing.
$50?
I've never bought that many tickets in one purchase, ever. I went to Jackpot.
You're really feeling it.
I'm feeling it. It's $10 million.
Remember, Jackpot didn't pay out that lady.
Well, that's in dispute. There's something going on with that, but they've paid out others. Yeah. I still trust them. Okay. I do. Right. But I bought $50 worth, and the Colorado Lotto tonight is $10 million. It never reaches that.
No, it's huge.
I've never seen it reach that, ever. Usually $4 or $5 million is huge, okay? But it's at $10 million.
$10's a good day.
And it belongs to Beach.
Wow. You want to share some of your numbers? Yeah.
Well, I feel like that's going to jinx me.
Just give us one.
And I feel like somebody might write them down and go get that ticket, and I got to share it now.
Just give us two numbers.
Yeah, just two.
All right, 7-Eleven.
7-Eleven, okay. Nice.
Because I love Slurpees.
Yeah, okay. I know you do. Yeah, that's solid.
That's how I pick my numbers. I love Slurpees, so I went with 7-Eleven as two of the numbers. Okay. So don't steal those, folks.
Right. All right. Wow, I think you are going to win. I feel it. Now, you do have to make the vision board. You can't just do it in your head. You have to actually get a piece of poster board from the Walgreens and put stuff up there.
Mm-hmm. What?
Yeah.
I have to go to Walgreens
and get
a fair. Okay. You got to display it for everyone to see it.
What are you talking about? You
got to make vision action. Board.
I thought a vision board was just in your head.
No, it's real life. You got to cut stuff out like a collage from fifth grade.
I don't know if I feel like doing that.
You have to. I mean, well, if you're not going to put that kind of effort into it, then forget
you don't deserve it.
I mean, is that worth $10 million? You go to Walgreens?
I will tell you, and this still to the day is the craziest thing on the planet. So sometimes, like, you know how you, you create like that. So anyway, I don't know what the word is I'm looking for, but I put on my Facebook a long time ago, if I could just live in Colorado on a river with a cabin, my life would be made. And then I put the picture of this cabin, and it was right on the river. Guess what happened 2 years later? Boom!
Here you are.
Yeah, I know.
She put it out there, but it's all physical.
Right?
It was a picture, it was a vision, everything.
Guess what?
What?
I'm headed to Walmart. Walgreens. Where am I going?
Walgreens. It's easier to get at Walgreens. You don't have to look.
Yeah, I'm going
to
go to Walgreens.
Right down there.
I'm going to go get the board today.
Okay.
I'll make a board today.
All right.
Me being rich. BJ Gates.
So are you going to be like in a Cadillac with the top down hookers and stuff? What's it going to look like?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to bling it out. Yeah.
On a yacht with cash just everywhere. Yeah.
And I love hookers. I do.
You can go to the Michael's section of the scrapbooking. You know? Michael's, they have scrapbooking section. It's all like money signs. I think they'll even have a sticker of a hooker.
No kidding. Wow. Yeah, I got projects to do today.
Yeah, it's a busy
BJ's
day.
BJ's going to be a millionaire. Speaking of which.
It's not Fester, it's Manifest. Thanks, whoever texted that. You know, you fester it.
I'm festering. That's a good old Southern term.
Right?
Yeah. All right, when we come back.
Wait, you were saying something, and I interrupted.
I was going to mention here, did you see the money that Bill Gates is leaving his kids?
No.
All right, we'll do that when we come back, okay?
Doesn't he just have a daughter?
I think he's got 3 or 4 kids.
Oh, he does?
Yeah, I think that's because what I saw in the picture.
That daughter is, she's a jumper, a horse jumper, and they fly her horse everywhere.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, he's worth, what, $150 billion or something like that? Well, and he's one of those guys, much like a Warren Buffett and those guys, that's always said that I'll never leave a fortune for my children. Okay.
Oh,
well, his will got disclosed.
Oh.
Okay. So we'll get the truth.
Gotcha.
Truth. All right, we'll be right back.
BJ and Jamie.
Oh, yeah, there you go. That's the sound of Mumford & Sons. We have tickets to give away. They're going to be at Red Rocks. And we have your tickets coming up this morning at 7:20 for your chance to win. Let me just quickly say this with the Bill Gates thing, okay?
Okay.
We were talking about money. I bought tickets. I want to be a part of that Colorado Lotto tonight for $10 million. I need a vision board, according to Jamie. I need to get over to Walgreens. Get myself a board. Maybe even go to Michael's and step it up a bit.
Yeah, you know? Yeah, get in the scrapbooking aisle.
A lot of these billionaires out there, you read where they're going to give their kids minimal money. because, well, they want their kids to make it on their own. Correct. It's not like they've been cuddled all their life, or coddled, whatever.
Yeah, I was like, do I correct it? Nah.
Yeah. They've been coddled all their life, and so that they, but now they need to make it on their own. Bill Gates has been saying probably somewhere around $8 to $10 million per kid, three kids, right? And he's worth billions. The rest will go to charity, I guess. Well, I guess some of his will maybe leaked yesterday. I think that's where this information came from.
How did it get leaked?
I don't know.
That's weird. Just,
something came out yesterday, and I just saw the report, and nobody's denying it, so I think it's real. But they're saying that he's got in his will that each kid will get $500 million.
Well, that's not 8 to 10.
500, and you want them to make it on their own. What a liar.
Actually, I'm seeing it's way, way more.
Really?
Yeah. Like, so he's estimated worth is $101 billion, uh-huh. Right? Well, it says, I guess they get 1% of his net worth, which adds up to be $1 billion, close to $1 billion each.
So each one of them get $1
billion? Yeah.
Now I'm even more mad.
Yeah. $1 billion each.
The numbers are all over the place because I'm seeing where he's worth $160 billion. It doesn't matter. The bottom line is this. When these guys say they're not going to give their kids anything, and you and I have said this, Jamie, if I were a billionaire, yeah, my kid would get that kind of money. They really would. I wouldn't give it all to charity. I'd pass it along.
No, but I still like the idea and how, well, sorry, but this is how I have it set up. Whatever my kid makes, my estate matches his income.
Which is cool. Yeah. I've heard about that.
Right.
Like that.
So I hope he doesn't make, you know, millions of dollars because he's not going to get that.
Well, no. But I'm talking about after you're gone.
No, that's what, after I'm dead, that's what happens.
Oh, so the estate matches that.
Yeah. So whatever he makes.
See, now that's a fair way of doing it.
Right, because it'll make him, that's what Bill should have done.
Bill must not be that smart.
He's not that smart.
Yeah,
because it motivates your kid to, like, you know, try, right?
But handing your kids $500 million. I mean, come on. Right. I mean, what are you, geez, that's
crazy. Where did I go wrong, Bob?
Yeah. Can you imagine just...
Don't you think that way too?
Yes.
I do. My dad didn't have a damn penny to his name, man.
Well.
Died dead broke.
My son called me yesterday. He goes, how bad is it about the stock market? And I go, well, remember that whole plan where, you know, you'll get matched? Yeah, you're not going to get matched anymore.
Oh, I bet you was devastated.
Well, you should have it written up so that whatever he makes is matched by the stock market.
I mean, I'm like, you're going to have to owe money when I die.
Oh, man. Bad. All right, the big story yesterday, the Nuggets. They let go of the coach, Michael Malone.
Why would they do that?
Well,
they said the general manager and the coach don't get along. They don't get along at all, right?
Well, they fired them both.
I know.
Yeah.
But wouldn't we keep one or the other?
Mm-hmm. I walked in this morning, Jamie, and I had not seen anything except he was fired, okay? That's all I'd seen. And I'd been looking in a lot of places to try to find out the reasoning. And I even told Carson. I walked in and I said, well, here's the bottom line. It all adds up to me that the players and Michael Malone are not eye to eye right now. And the players don't like him. And the players, including the Joker, has gone to the management and said, we're done with this guy.
Yeah,
we're done.
For sure, Jokic knew.
So it was something inside the locker room because not one player has come out to defend him.
Which is
not
weird.
One.
Yeah.
So,
I was watching, you know, Nine Sports or whatever, you know, one of those things. And they said that the GM and the coach have been arguing and bickering forever. And they just don't get along. So I was like, as a player, you're probably like, okay, I'm done with you guys.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. You know who Woody Woodpecker Page is?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, Woody Page. He was on ESPN yesterday, and this is what he had to say.
Stan Kroenke and Josh Kroenke didn't make this decision without going to the greatest player in the entire world, and that would be the Joker, Jokic. Are you okay with this move? Jokic probably in a surrender mode about this season said, yes, let's try anything. I think they're trying anything. It's the last gasp effort to get something out of this team.
Don't they just have like 3 games left before the playoffs? Yeah. Something like that, right?
It's only 3, yeah.
Yeah, only 3 games. Make this move. It's unprecedented.
I liked him. I really liked him a lot. I thought he just seemed so nice. I don't know him. I've never met him. He just seems so nice.
That's crazy. And he got that nugget tattoo after they won the championship on his shoulder.
That's going to be all screwed up. Because, you know, the bottom line is this. You know, if Jokic would have gone to Kroenke and said, do not fire him or else I'm out, they would not have fired him.
Exactly. That's the bottom line. And again, yesterday I saw no player, not one player came out to defend this coach. So that tells you right there, they weren't seeing eye to eye at all. And headed into the playoffs, they just wanted a fresh start.
Yeah, that what a sad story, though, because he was such, I mean, a legend, you know. He's won, brought the championship and all that, you know.
I told Carson this morning, I said, you know, it just tells you one thing. Anybody can be fired.
Yeah, that's true.
Without a doubt.
They'll move on without you. I mean, this guy won a world championship for you just a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
You can't his ass.
And they're making the playoffs.
And they're fourth. Yeah, they're ranked fourth in the country. That's not good enough to be ranked fourth. Yeah.
That tells me that Kroenke guy's a jerk.
Or Jokic is.
Somebody is. All right, we'll be right back.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, uncertainty, self-doubt, stressing about not knowing where to start. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
And now, Jamie talks about everything. Fun Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
I never understand these ransom people, like what they go for. They went after NASCAR.
Yeah, they're missing with the good old boys. That'll get you in trouble. That'll get you beaten up. You know, they fight in the infield.
Yeah, they do.
If they get a hold of you guys out there trying to get this ransom, they'll kick your butt.
But I'm just saying, like, out of all the companies, out of all the, you know, things, they're like, I know what we're going to do. We're going to go after NASCAR.
You know, I think what they do, Jamie, now, I don't know this. I'm not a hacker. But I think they just go through the systems and they look for weaknesses.
Yeah.
And no matter who you are, they come after you. Our company's been hit a couple of times.
Yep. And we had to pay the ransomware.
Yeah. You got to pay it.
Yep. So a ransomware gang known as Medusa claimed on Tuesday to have stolen sensitive information from auto racing giant NASCAR. In a post to their dark web blog, Medusa alleged to have in its possession more than 1 terabyte of data, demanding $4 million from NASCAR. They have a countdown timer up that indicates that NASCAR has 10 days to pay the ransom or risk having its data leaked to the public. Now, I'm trying to think, like, what would be harmful to have leaked from NASCAR? The only thing that I would think would be If I'm, let's say, 7-Eleven, right?
Yeah.
Who's 7-Eleven's competitor? Maybe I should pick.
Circle
okay,
K?
Okay, how about Pepsi and Coke?
Okay.
All right, so I'm Pepsi and you're Coke, right?
Right.
And the only thing that would maybe be really harmful is if they see that I paid half as much for my sponsorship for NASCAR as you did because I have a favor with them or something.
Yeah.
That could, like, maybe make some people mad in the advertising. They're like, wait
yeah,
a minute.
Thought of that.
You guys said that we were paying equal parts.
Yeah, that would cause you to lose a lot of money, potentially.
If you see some kind of thing
like
that.
Yeah, that contracts between the drivers and how that would upset some other drivers, you know, if they saw something. I don't know.
It says, let's see here, other options would permit the company to extend the deadline for $100,000 per day. Or allow anyone to download the data immediately upon paying the $4 million ransom. They're saying that there's the internal documents contain names, phone numbers, email addresses, NASCAR sponsors to scan of invoices. I don't know. This just doesn't feel like it. I don't know.
It doesn't seem that big.
I mean.
Maybe they got their spark plug gaps. And they know exactly what the gaps are.
What? I don't know what you're saying.
Oh, that's car talk.
Oh, what?
Yes,
what,
car
what
talk.
About it? What?
They have gaps with spark plugs.
Oh, okay.
And that could be top secret stuff to make you run faster.
Right, yeah.
Maybe it's some internal stuff like that with the engine components.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But if NASCAR has it, then they already know about the spark plugs.
I'm just saying.
Okay, fine. I mean, internally, a team, maybe, but it's NASCAR's overall data.
Well, there's got to be some. Although, I will say this. When I first saw this, $4 million for NASCAR is not a lot of money.
No, it's not.
So if you really got some details, that's really secret stuff, you would ask for more than $4 million.
Yeah.
Hell, I think the ones that hacked us asked for more.
Did you just say hell?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, wow.
I did. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. And we're so close to Easter.
We are so.
Oh, just so close.
Yeah. Isn't it Palm Sunday? Palm something? Saturday?
Palm Saturday?
Isn't it Saturday something?
Palm's Passover is coming up.
Is it Passover? Saturday.
Yeah, I think maybe, I don't know.
It starts on Saturday.
Yeah.
There's a thing.
You would think I would know because it includes a big feast.
And I love
food.
And not only that, haven't you been reading the Bible?
I have been reading the Bible.
Does it say something about Saturday?
No, the Passover thing's not really a Christian thing as far as Christian highlighted.
Highlight.
I mean, we're quite aware of it, but it's not something that I...
I do.
Spadil's got
his hands
up.
I feel like we're supposed to be having snacks on Saturday or something.
I'm seeing this thing. It says, in Jewish tradition, Psalm 92 is traditionally recited on Shabbat, which is on a Saturday.
It's Shabbat.
Yeah, marking the beginning of the Sabbath and is also part of the Kabbalat Shabbat service.
That's right. I remember Shabbat.
Shabbat?
Yeah, I would go like this. Shabbat, Shabbat. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Shabbat. Yeah, I dated a Jewish man for 7 years, and he didn't think I was funny either.
Yeah,
we did have Shabbat dinner, and I can remember that I sat next to him, and all of a sudden he started talking in tongues. I was like, "What in the hell is that?" But it was Hebrew.
Yeah.
And we had Gilda fish, and he's like, "It's Gevelta fish." I'm like, "Gilda Fester." I don't know. All the words were weird.
I've never caught one of those fishes.
Yeah, me either.
I don't know. Where do you get those? Chatfield?
I don't know. It's crazy. Yeah, Chatfield. All right. Let's see here. What else was I going to tell you? Oh, Blake Lively, man. People don't like her.
No.
It's going bad.
It is going really bad. Another co-star that she named in the accusations has denied her allegation and kind of went after her. He said her insinuations regarding my qualifications are offensive. She went on and said the only reason why he was hired is because Justin Baldoni, you know, was BFFs with him. And he's like, what are you talking about? I'm an actor. And so she went after him, and then she said that she wanted extra clothing during a birthing scene or something. And he said, regarding her costume, it included a full hospital gown, black shorts, a torso-covering prosthetic to make her appear pregnant, and in addition to whatever personal garments she chose to wear. He's like, so I don't even know what she's talking about.
It's bizarre.
It is bizarre.
It is. And it's such a big money lawsuit, too.
Yeah,
it's just $400 million.
Well, that's his, Justin, against them. Yeah.
But I mean, it's just, and it seems trivial to me, some of the stuff.
I think that she was doing a smear campaign towards him and never saw him coming back after her. Never.
No, she didn't think that he would fight at all, and he would just go away because Ryan Reynolds, Blake Lively, it's a power couple.
Right, and that he would just lay down and die, mm-hmm. right? And just go away, and then she'd drop it later or whatever, and then she'd end his career, but he came back hard.
And I don't think it's helping either one's career.
I agree with that.
No. Yeah, I think it's damaging both parties here. Yeah. Nobody's winning in this, unless you win the lawsuit, I guess.
But, I mean, it was pretty, like, epic that he put up all her messages and all their phone calls. And
he just said, here.
Here it is.
You want the receipts? Here you go.
Here's a website. Go and I was like, wow, he's coming in hard. Britney Spears is firing back at critics who say that she looks like hell in a handbasket.
There's a new video morning. Oh, yeah, okay. There's a new one. I don't know if we have it or not. Do we have it, Spadil?
Yeah, it should be in the Vox Pro there.
Yeah, it's not.
I got it right here.
All right.
I really want my nails back. I bit all my nails off like a I want my nails back. And I guess I should just come get nails and do it. I swear to God, I don't want to. It takes forever to get your nails done. And my bangs are pretty. I need a... Fancy. Ooh, mama.
Right, there you go.
It's about her nails again?
Yeah. They're back.
This is day two of her nail game.
And yesterday, now I saw TMZ posted this, that again, she has broken up with the prison boyfriend.
Yeah.
I saw that.
But they say it might be officially done because he went and got all his stuff out of her house. Even he can't take it.
Yeah. And he's been in the big house.
Yeah.
So. He can handle prison. He can't handle her.
And he has like 12 kids, right?
And she gave him a G-Wagon.
Yeah, she did.
I would have stuck around with that.
Yeah, so it says they have been split up for a while, but I guess he came and got all his stuff, all his personal items from her house. By the way, it is freezing in here, and I did that. I'm so sorry. he took all his personal items from her Los Angeles home, and I don't know. Her teeth are also all whack-a-doodle, dude. I don't know what's going on. We shouldn't have freed her.
Yeah.
I feel bad. But I don't think her dad should have, and that girl should have control, but she needs some help. She needs some meds, definitely. Something's going on. And then finally, Beyonce fans are really mad because their ticket prices have been lowered. So all the other people paid full price, and now they've been lowered.
Yeah, you're just stuck. I mean, you got the tickets,
right? I think I would be too, though, wouldn't you? Yeah. I mean, if you had these ticket prices that were sky high and then you can't sell tickets, so you drop them.
Yeah,
I think I'd want some of my money back, too.
It's like when you buy something that goes on sale.
Yeah.
So sad,
it does
right?
suck.
It does. All right, I'm done. There you go. Tablet trash.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.